بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسول كريم، أما بعد. عن عائشة رضي الله تعالى عنها قالت: سمعت رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول: إن المؤمن لا يدرك بحسن الخلق درجة الصائم والقائم. There are a few hadith here that convey the same meaning. Hazrat Aisha رضي الله عنها narrates that she heard from رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: Indeed, a believer through his good character reaches the position and the status of a person that fasts during the day continuously and that performs salah every night continuously. What a status this is. This is a very, very high maqam, that a person is fasting every day, performing salah every night, just with good character. And one hadith says, narrated by Anas radiallahu anhu, إِنَّ الْعَبْدَ لَيَبْلُغْ لا يبلغ بحسن خلقه عظيم درجات الآخرة وشرف المنازل وإنه لضعيف العبادة. That a person, even though he is very weak in his worship and his ibadah, through his good character he reaches very, very great stages in the akhirat and very honorable positions just because of his good character. And because of evil character, then a person will be placed in the lowest part of the fire of Jahannam, which is the hottest part of Jahannam. So these ahadith explain to us and show us the importance of having good character. One hadith says, أَكْمَلُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ إِمَانًا أَحْسَنُهُمْ خُلُقًا. Those believers are most perfect in the iman who have the best form of character. Ulama say that from among the traits of good character is for a person to make salam to his Muslim brothers and to have a smile on his face. Certain basics, unfortunately, have come out of us. People are so occupied, they forget to make salam. They see people around them. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would greet children. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would greet all types of people. So we greet afshus salam and we have a smile on our face. Even if we're having a bad day, we should bring this habit of having a smile on our face. When we go home also, and we enter the home, and greet and meet our family with a smile on the face. Even when we make musafaha also, how often we find that people are not making musafaha correctly also, where they're just touching the fingers. Some people want to squeeze your hand so hard that they cause you taklif, they hurt you. But this is not part of the sunnah. Sunnah is you don't even shake the hands. Shaking hands is not the correct translation. Musafaha is placing your hands in the hands of your Muslim brother until the thumbs. So right till the thumb of the brother, your thumb must meet, so to say, meet his thumb, and then you meet. That's musafaha. So this sunnah also, people are not doing correctly. Some people are just touching the fingers and not meeting properly. Some people want to squeeze. Some people want to do some funny moves. So the sunnah is we place our hands in our hands of our Muslim brother and clasp the hands. So that is the sunnah of musafaha. So this is one of the basic traits of good character, that makes salam with a smile on the face. And when we make musafaha also, then we make musafaha correctly. And that is the completion of salam. Musafaha is the completion of salam. And mu'anaqa is also from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially when meeting a person after some time. Then we make mu'anaqa, which is hugging. Hug the person. And here also, one hug. Not a person is doing some funny moves, you know. And you get confused and they start bumping their heads also, because you don't know what's happening. So one hug. One hug, we meet our Muslim brother. And that is also, not all the time, it is when you see a person after some time, then you make mu'anaqa. Let Allah give us tawfiq that we can bring these sunnats alive.